Morning Watch, training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth review, week 2. Tuesday, related verses. Message 8, the intrinsic significance of Gideon as God's valiant warrior. Judges 6, verses 11 and 12. And the angel of Jehovah came and sat under the terebinth that was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while Gideon his son was beating out the wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him and said to him, Jehovah is with you, valiant warrior. John 8, verse 29. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. Romans 8, verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Acts 13, verse 52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Proclaim the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Matthew 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. John 5, verse 44. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that is from the only God? Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25. That there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same care for one another. Romans 2, verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that God's kindness is leading you to repentance? Colossians 3, verse 5. Put to death, therefore, your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greediness, which is idolatry. Ephesians 5, verse 5. For this you realize, knowing that every fornicator or unclean person or greedy person who is an idolater has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Life Study of Judges, Message 5. Gideon, a marvelous judge who was called by Jehovah in a very particular way, was successful because of four things. First, he listened carefully to the word of God, something that was rare among the children of Israel at that time. Second, Gideon obeyed God's word and acted on it. Third, he tore down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asherah. This touched God's heart. In the degradation of Israel, God hated the idols to the uttermost. God, as the genuine husband, regarded all the idols as men with whom his wife Israel had committed harlotry. Fourth, by tearing down the altar of Baal and cutting down the Asherah that belonged to his father, Gideon sacrificed his relationship with his father and his enjoyment of society. For Gideon to do such a thing for God required that he sacrifice his own interests, and his sacrifice was a strong factor of his success. The selection of the 300 in 7 verses 2 to 7 also stresses the sacrifice of our personal interests and enjoyment for God's purpose. When Gideon blew the trumpet to call the people to fight against the Midianites, 32,000 responded. God said that those who were with Gideon were too many for God to deliver Midian into their hand, for Israel might have vaunted himself against God, saying, "My own hand has saved me." By telling Gideon that he had too many people, God was indicating that he would fight for them. First, 22,000 went home because they were afraid. Then Jehovah tested the remaining 10,000 by bringing them to the water to drink. Those who bowed down on their knees and lapped as a dog laps were sent home. Only the 300 who lapped the water into their mouths with their hands were chosen by God for the battle against Midian. Jehovah told Gideon that through the 300 men who lapped in that way, he would save them from Midian. Like Gideon, these 300 were willing to sacrifice in order to be used by God. As a result of these four factors, Gideon received a reward. The economical spirit came upon him. Hence, he became powerful and with only 300 men, defeated two princes and two kings. With Gideon, we have a picture of a man in union with God, a God-man, to fulfill God's word and to carry out God's economy. After his great success, the greatest success in all the cycles of Israel's history recorded in Judges, Gideon had a terrible failure. The secret of his failure comprises three factors. First, Gideon was not kind. He killed those countrymen who did not support him, breaking the sixth commandment of God. Second, he indulged in the lust of the flesh, not exercising any restriction over his fleshly lust. This is indicated by Judges 8, verse 30, which tells us that Gideon had 70 sons, for he had many wives. In addition, his concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son. By this, Gideon broke the seventh commandment. Third, although he did a good thing in refusing to rule over the people, he coveted the spoil of his people, and they surrendered it to him. Gideon's indulgence in sex and his greediness for gold led to idolatry. Greediness is idolatry, and both fornication and greediness are linked to idol worship. Even King Solomon, who began as a God-fearing and God-loving person, eventually became an idol worshiper through his many foreign wives. Gideon made an ephod with the gold he had taken from the people, and this ephod became an idol to the children of Israel. As a result, Gideon's family and the entire society of Israel were corrupted. Gideon began by tearing down the altar of Baal and its idol, but after his success, he built something idolatrous. This failure canceled all his success. Judges is a book concerning the enjoyment of the good land, which is a type of Christ. Gideon's success indicates the gaining of an excellent opportunity to enjoy Christ, but his failure indicates the losing of the opportunity to enjoy Christ. His failure shows us that we need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matters of sex and wealth. Otherwise, we will suffer the loss of the enjoyment of Christ. Any indulgence in these things will cause our enjoyment of Christ to be annulled.